Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're thankful for you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and divine Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe there's a Bible question or a Bible subject that you would like for us to spend time and study on the program, please let us hear from you. And you can do that by corresponding with us either through the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, there are two and only two classes of people in the world. They are known in various passages as believers and unbelievers, saved and lost, disciples and scoffers, saints and sinners, or as we find in Psalms, the first chapter, the righteous and ungodly. The first psalm says a whole lot about each of these two classes of people. The first three verses describes the life of the righteous man. The last three tells us about the life of the ungodly man. But again, everyone falls into one of these categories. Let's read Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's look at the righteous man, because that's where the psalmist begins. And he begins with the familiar word, blessed. And we cannot hear that word without almost always remembering Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, that we sometimes refer to as the Beatitudes, that are found in Matthew chapter 5. Here the word is pool. It means multiplied blessedness, that is, many happinesses. And he refers to the fortune of those who maintain a proper attitude and life in sight of God. You know, there's an emphasis on obeying the commandments of God, on following God's word for our lives. And two, he speaks in warning of heeding the voice of the ungodly. And he points immediately to what we can see is the progressive nature of sin. You see, first, a foolish person walks in the counsel of the worldly. Second, he stands in the way of sinners. Finally, he sits in the seat of the scornful. And we look at those three verbs, walks, stands, and sits. You see, they advance from simply listening to bad advice to participating in evil itself. So he's telling us that if we want to be truly happy before God, we must avoid evil and those who would promote it. A righteous man who seeks to walk in the light, they don't want fellowship with darkness. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. In chapter 6, Begin our reading with verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And then also the psalmist tells us that the righteous man delights in God's law, and he meditates on it day and night. You know, something that we delight in is important to us. It means more than other things. It's a source of joy. And so meditating on God's will enables us to overcome evil. You see, having the Word of God in our hearts and minds give us victory over temptation. When we're thinking about what is right, it's going to be more difficult to do what's wrong. Considering what the Lord would have us to do will always help us when we have a moral decision to make in our lives. And the stability that this brings to our lives, that's described in verse 3 of what we read there in Psalms 1. Again, let's look at it. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall perish. See, such a one is said to be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. It brings forth its fruit. Its leaves does not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. You see, when a person decides to follow Jesus, there are going to be certain things that he's not going to even consider doing. He's not going to lie. He's not going to steal. He's not going to commit adultery. He's not going to use bad language. He's not going to drink alcoholic beverages. He's not going to use drugs. He's not going to break the law, harm other people physically, and on and on and on. And if he's tempted to be filled with pride, or if he has a problem with covetousness, or if he tends to lose his temper, he recognizes these things as weaknesses that need to be overcome with God's help and not as a permanent quality that he just simply has to accept and say, well, that's just the way I am. No. You know, to suggest some comparisons between the righteous and a tree, think about these possibilities. A tree is planted, and it has roots, it grows, it requires nourishment, and it is supposed to be plentiful, fruitful. You see, in describing the righteous person, this righteous person brings forth fruit for God, whether in the converting of others to Christ, which is certainly a means of bearing fruit, or where he himself becomes more like Christ. And that's certainly we're told to do in Galatians 5, verses 23 through 22. Or even if it's in the sense of the doing of good works in general, as Colossians 1 and verse 10. But you see, he's always seeking to grow, to do more, to flourish in the service of God and to others. So therefore, the godly man prospers before God. Now, he's not promising material or financial success if we do right. If that happened, people would want to be Christians for all of the wrong reasons. But he does offer us spiritual prosperity. That is, the opportunity to know that our life pleases God. We can know if we're living acceptably in the sight of God, and we can know that when we stand before him in judgment, will hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." But you recall in verse 4 of Psalms 1 that he takes up the contrast with the one that is doing right, and he shifts that to the one that's doing wrong. And in saying, as he does in verse 4, "The ungodly are not so," he reminds us that all evil will be punished. Rather than "well done," this person is going to hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You see, the ungodly will not prosper spiritually. Jesus taught that a person is known by his fruits, Matthew 7 and verse 20. And what a person is on the inside will eventually be seen on the outside. You see, even hypocrites who can hide their fakeness temporarily will be shown ultimately in their true light. Read with me the statement that Jesus made in Luke chapter 12. It's in verse 1, it said, "In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he," that is Christ, "began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be made known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops." So hypocrisy is ultimately going to be known. But you know, in the major things that are stated in Psalms 1 verses 4 and 5 is that there is a time of judgment coming, and that will result in great separation of the righteous and the unrighteous, the godly and the ungodly. And this final separation, it will be eternal. In fact, notice how he phrases it. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." Friends, this life is the time that God has given us to prepare for that great day of judgment. This is the only opportunity that we'll have. There's not going to be no second chances. In fact, the psalmist used of the word chaff to describe the wicked is very similar to a statement that John the Baptizer made about Christ. In Matthew 3, verse 12, "His winnowing hand is in his fan, and he will surely purge his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire." There are two and only two classes of people, the righteous and the ungodly. Which are you? There are two and only two eternal destinies, heaven and hell. Everyone is headed one direction or the other. Which path have you chosen? Again, let's look at verse 6 of Psalms 1. "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org. where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.